Many of your listeners will remember that there was a film a couple of years ago called The Iron Lady about Margaret Thatcher. Now, the film was reviewed and commented on enormously in the press, and I thought, goodness me, I wonder if I could get to, or if we could get together people who had actually worked alongside her, not people who commented on her or observed, but who were there at the cabinet table, at the international conference table, on election tours. And I approached three dozen people, all of them that agreed that they would provide an account, and that is the book.
How did you view the portrayal of her in that film?
Well, I really enjoyed the rather fictional approach to the way that she ran her cabinet. She was shown several times marching round the Palace of Westminster with the cabinet in tow. Well, I mean, this does not happen. It didn't happen. But it was a very funny film sequence, I thought. I mean, there were a number of marvellous moments, and I enjoyed those. Above all, of course, I enjoyed the portrayal of her by Meryl Streep, which was fantastic.
How did you get on with her?
I was very junior in the food chain when she was Prime Minister, so I wasn't in a position to have much of a view except from a distance, which is why, of course, I asked people who had a much closer and personal view to write in the book.
There were some fairly key issues during her term, weren't there? The Falklands conflict, the miners' strike, the Brighton bombing. How do you feel they affected her as a person and as a leader?
Certainly, the Brighton bombing shocked her to the depths of her being, and I would have said that that would have been the case whoever you were, if you were Prime Minister. Afterwards, she was recorded as saying, when she was going to check us for the weekend, "This is the day I wasn't meant to see." I mean, I can't think myself into how it must have felt to have experienced that terrible devastation of the bomb, the loss of valued and trusted colleagues, the injuries, and to feel that you and your policies were the target of such hatred. And she certainly wrote about it in those terms.
Who were the strongest challengers to her policies from within the party? Who, if you like, were her biggest allies as well?
Well, her strongest ally to start with was certainly Geoffrey Howe, because together they, with advisers and with some other key thinkers like Keith Joseph, really had to redesign an economic strategy to get Britain out of the complete mess it was in 1979, after the winter of discontent, enormous international debts and all the rest of it. So he was, to start with, one of her closest collaborators. But of course, in the end, she really was very hectoring and bullying towards him, and he has recorded that in his own memoirs. She relied very heavily, of course, on her whips. We have accounts from Lord Wakeham and Lord Jopling about their time running the parliamentary party, keeping her in touch with party opinion. And it's clear that they were very, very key colleagues on whom she relied a great deal. She, of course, was very dependent on the armed services chiefs when it came to the Falklands. So she had a lot of people whom she respected, admired and relied on. Cecil Parkinson was another. But of course, there was the whole notorious business of the wets and the dries in the cabinet. And there were those who didn't like her ideas, who, bit by bit, she caused to leave the cabinet.
How key do you think to her success was the fact that, if you like, she lived over the shop in Grantham, just down the road here in Lincolnshire? She had that very unique upbringing, didn't she?
Well, you know what? I think it was absolutely key. When I read her own memoirs, what she wrote about the contribution that that upbringing made to, as it were, her formation, I was totally persuaded.
When do you feel she was at her best and happiest?
Oh, she liked work best. That was the thing. She was a real workaholic. She was a divisive figure, but say what you will, she was wholehearted about the job and did it to the utmost of her ability and at every hour of day and night, as far as I can see.